Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. Revelation 19. We just finished reading the whole thing in the previous episode. Let's go back and look a little closer at the last half. We've looked at the first 10 verses rather closely. Beginning with verse 11, John says this, "And I saw heaven opened." Well, we've seen this a couple times where John would be looking up and he would see something opening up in heaven, something else opening in heaven. We can't even begin to imagine what this actually looked like, you know, and how he was receiving this. He's describing it in very, very vivid terms. But still, what did this really look like? So anyway, he saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse, and he who sat on it is called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he judges and wages war. So John sees this scene. Heaven opens up, and a white horse is there, and someone's sitting on the white horse. When you read it, in this particular, I'm reading from a New American Standard translation here, these things are capitalized. He who sat on it, he is capitalized. He who sat on it is called Faithful. Faithful is capitalized. Faithful and True. True is capitalized. And in righteousness, he is capitalized, judges and wages war. So those are all capitalized. Well, remember, capitalization is a form of commentary. You'll read other English translations that will not have those capitalized, and that's fine. But it is a less than subtle hint right here with that capitalization that this is some part of the Godhead that we're seeing here. Well, based upon what we've seen within the balance of Scripture, we know that this is the Messiah. This is the Lord Jesus Christ. We learn even more as we go through the next couple of verses here. And so it's Jesus who is sitting on this white horse. He is the one that is faithful. We know that. He's the one that is true. Scripture tells us that. And he's the one that's going to judge. And he judges in righteousness. And don't lose sight of what righteousness means. To be righteous means to be doing right, to be living correctly, to be thinking correctly. He judges in righteousness. In other words, his judgments are perfect. But this, he judges and wages war. He wages war. More often than not, we're not thinking of the Lord waging war. Verse 12 continues, "His eyes are a flame of fire." Well, we've seen that before. We saw it in Revelation chapter 1, verse 14, where it said that his head and his hair are white, like white wool. Remember that? Like snow. And his eyes were like a flame of fire. You see the same type of thing when Daniel saw someone in the 10th chapter of Daniel. Listen to this, 6th verse. "His body also was like beryl. His face had the appearance of lightning. His eyes were like flaming torches. His arms and feet like the gleam of polished bronze. And the sound of his words like the sound of a tumult." And so in Daniel, the first part of Revelation, here in Revelation, we see Jesus described this way. Eyes of flame of fire. And on his head, back to Revelation 19:12, and on his head are many diadems. Okay, many diadems, many crowns. And he has a name written on him, which no one knows except himself. So he has a name that is written, okay? And the "on him" is not in the Greek, but it was put in the English here to understand what the Greek means. That he has a name that's physically written on him, and no one knows that name except himself. We've seen that also. We saw it in Revelation 2. Remember that when one of the churches said this, "He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes, to him I will give some of the hidden manna, and I will give him a white stone and a new name written on the stone, which no one knows but he who receives it." So the overcomers are going to receive a new name also, a new name that's written on stone. And if I remember correctly, it seems like the overcomers will also have a name on their body also. It's like, are we talking about tattoos or something right here? Well, there's a name on the body. The Lord Jesus Christ has one. Now, listen to this, verse 13. He is clothed with a robe dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. Well, that the Word of God is what you see in John 1:1. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us, kind of thing. The Word is God. So that's how we know beyond any shadow of a doubt that this is speaking of the Lord Jesus Christ. But what does it mean that he's clothed with a robe dipped in blood? That's sort of gross, isn't it? This actually goes back to Isaiah chapter 63. Listen to this, beginning in verse 1. Who is this who comes from Edom? So where is he coming from? He's coming from Edom. And I'm going to tell you right now, this is speaking of the Lord Jesus Christ. Even when you read this right here, all the pronouns and everything are capitalized. He's coming from Edom. And we just finished the study in Genesis. And boy, when you see what God says about Esau, who is Edom, Edom, who is Esau, what he's got for them in the last days, this is part of it, the fruition of it. Who is this who comes from Edom with garments of glowing colors from Bozra? This one, that is capitalized, this one who is majestic in his apparel, marching in the greatness of his strength. And here's what this one is saying. It is I who speak in righteousness, mighty to save. So this one who is coming out of Edom, who's coming from Bozra, the capital of Edom, who is coming from there, declares this, it is I who is mighty to save. It is I who speak in righteousness. Then verse 2, there's a rhetorical question asked here. Why is your apparel red and your garments like the one who treads in the winepress? You know, when they get in the winepress and they tread with their feet the grapes out to get the juice out? That would splatter all over your garments. Why does your garment look like it's splattered with red like this? Verse 3, Isaiah 63. The answer is given by the one. I have trodden the wine trough alone, and from the peoples there was no man with me. I also trod them in my anger and trampled them in my wrath, and their lifeblood is sprinkled on my garments. And I stained all my raiment. Verse 4. For the day of vengeance was in my heart, and my year of redemption has come. Verse 5. I looked, and there was no one to help. And I was astonished, and there was no one to uphold. So my own arm brought salvation to me, and my wrath upheld me. I trod down the peoples in my anger, and made them drunk in my wrath, and I poured out their lifeblood on the earth. That is the picture of the Lord coming in his wrath, the day of the Lord, of God's judgment, and the Lord Jesus Christ executing the wrath of God upon the earth, particularly in relationship to Edom right here in Bozra. But those who do not believe, there is so much within that passage right there that gives us insight as to what happens in the last days. So much right there. So anyway, that's what the whole point of the robe that looks like it's stained with blood type of thing that you see. That's what he's talking about. Okay, the robe that's dipped in blood, it is dipped in blood because this one right here with the eyes of flaming fire and the many diadems is the one that will come and execute the wrath of the day of the Lord's judgment. Woo, that's some wild stuff, is it not? Well, we'll continue on this next episode. Again, I'm Dale. I'll see y'all then. Goodbye.